Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechas Midos, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah is being learned B'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi B'zachar Fanger Zivu Hagon, Bikarov Mamesh. And we're describing the entranceway of the Heichal. In the previous Mishnah, we had learned that the thickness of the entranceway from the Ulam into the Heichal was 6 Amos. There was an outer set of doors, an inner set. Now we continue discussing this. Ushnei Pashpishin Hayulei L'Shar Gadol. The Shar Gadol, which is the main entranceway, had two small entrances, Echem Atzaf and Echem Adarim, one in the south, one in the north, meaning one to the right and to the left of it. Shabadarim Loinichas by Me'olam. The small entranceway to the left, no one ever walked into it. All of whom before shall I day Cheskel. That's explained clearly by Cheskel. Shemar the pasuk says, "Vayomer Eli Hashem." Hashem said to me, "Hashar hazeh sagur yeh lo yipasech veish lo yavay bay." This gate shall be closed; it shall not be opened. No man shall go into it. Ki Hashem olike Yisrael bavay. Hashem goes into it, so to speak. Vayasagur, it needs to be closed. So it means that only one of these side doorways, which was used, was the one in Tzafon, the one on the right, and Natal Samavteach, the kain who's opening up the heichal, he would take the key. He would open up this small entranceway, then he would enter the chamber, the small room that was there, and then he would turn to the left. From there, he would go into the Heichal, and now he would be inside the Heichal, behind the inner doors, and then he would open everything from behind. He would first open the inner doors, swinging them all the way 180 degrees, laying them against the wall, and then he would walk the 6 amas and open the outer doors, which led to the ulam, laying them against the wall of the entranceway, as we had described in the previous Mishnah. However, Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says that no, b'soich aviyah shel kaisel ha'yimahalech, he would walk within the thickness of the wall. In other words, when the kohen who was opening up the Beis HaMikdash for the day would walk into the pishbush, that side entrance, he wouldn't go through to the heichal, he would go through this little walkway that led into the space in between the two doors. Until now he's in between the two gates, and then he would open the outer ones from behind, from inside, and the inner ones he would open from the outside. Now we want to mention the Gimel, continue to describe the bayis, or the heichal, the main building, the Beis HaMikdash. And over here it's very important to note that there's actually two main pirushim that explain all the upcoming mishnayos. On one side we basically have the Rav, who's going with the Rambam. On the other side we have Rashi, Rush, and many other mepharshim as well. And there's quite a big discrepancy in how the layout of the Heichal is based off their different ways of explaining. Now we're going to keep it pretty general because in order to fully understand this and grasp it well, you would have to have multiple pictures in front of you to be able to understand all the differences in the layout. And since that's beyond the pure view of this year, we're just going to keep it very general. So the Mishnah tells us, Ushleishim Ushmeina Ta'im Hayushaim. There were 38 Ta'im. Now we had this word Ta before, Taf Aleph. That basically means a room or a chamber. This is actually used in modern Hebrew as well. When you call somebody's cell phone, you get the voicemail. What does it say? You have reached the Ta Koli. Ta is Taf Aleph Koli, meaning the voicemail box. So Ta could be used as a box or a chamber. So the trunk of the car is sometimes called Ta Mit'an, which is the chamber or the box or the room, the section which is meant for loading things into. So a Ta is like a small chamber or room. So there were 38 chambers or rooms surrounding the entire Heichal. Obviously, on the front wall, which is the east wall, there was nothing. But on the north, west, and southern walls of the Heichal, that's where all these chambers were located. On the north and south, which is the right and left, there were 15. And in the west, which is the back wall by the Kodesh Kedoshim, there were 8. Shabbat Tzafon, Shabbat Darim, the ones in the north and south, I mean the ones on the right and left, there was 5 on top of 5 and 5 on top of those. In other words, there were 3 levels or 3 floors, if you will, of chambers, of rooms. And there was 5 rooms on each floor. So it was 1, 2, 3 for a total of 15. And Shabbat Meir, the ones in the west, the bottom in the middle one had 3 chambers, Ushnai Magabehem, and the top row only had 2 chambers. We further describe this, Ushlashab Sachim Hayulchal Echer Vachar. Each one of these rooms, these taim, these chambers, had 3 openings or entrances. Echelatam in Haymin, Vechelatam in Hasmal, one to the chamber on the right, one to the chamber on the left, Vechelatash al Gabov, and one to the chamber on top of it. So imagine you have a whole bunch of hotel rooms right next to each other, and you know a lot of times there's that door that connects 2 rooms. So that's what all of these taim had. They had a door connecting them, so you could go from one to the other all the way through, and also they had an opening on top, which was accessed through a ladder, so they could get to the level above. Now, Bekerem Mizrachas Tzvainis, in the northeastern corner, Hayu Chamisha Psachim, there were 5 openings. Northeastern is right when you walk into the Heichal, and you turn immediately to your right, that's northeast. So that first chamber over there actually had 5 entranceways. Echla Tominamimin, one to the one on the right, because there actually was only a chamber to the right, because this is the first one in the row. Ve'echla Tanshal Gabov, one to the chamber up above it, that's the second floor. Ve'echla Mesiba, one to the Mesiba, which is a winding walkway on the outside that led to the roof of all these ta'im, the Echel HaPishpash. One was the opening to the Pishpash, to the side gate, the side opening that the Kohen walked in the morning to open up the Hechel, as we described in the previous Mishnah, the Echel HaHechel, and one opening led from this first ta directly into the Hechel, as we had also described in the previous Mishnah. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Dalan. Hey, continue to describe these ta'im, these chambers, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.